I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about how odd it seemed that the Conservative Political Action Conference, known as CPAC, met this year in Hungary. It's not like holding a work event somewhere cool, like, say, Hawaii or their frequent destination, Orlando, to mix in a little R&R for attendees when the scheming and shouting is over. But then on closer examination, apparently Hungary could not have been more perfect. Less than a week after he shared a plan with U.S. conservatives to override the checks and balances of liberal democracy, to take total control of a country, Prime Minister Viktor Orban did just that. He pushed through a constitutional amendment allowing his government to rule by decree in situations including when war breaks out in a neighboring state. Conveniently, Ukraine is next door. The move came after he told U.S. right-wing celebrities at CPAC, which included a video message from former President Donald Trump, just how to do it. Some of this may sound familiar. Orban said the recipe for wielding full power over a nation requires building your own media and institutions, and above all, ditching established political norms to play by our own rules. It is worth noting that this is Orban's fourth consecutive administration that resulted from, big surprise here, a landslide election victory last month. Besides amending the Constitution to make way for emergency powers, he gave his chief of staff oversight of the nation's intelligence services, a move that his critics say further tightened his control of the European Union member state. Orban, the EU's longest-serving head of government, has clashed with the bloc over issues ranging from opposing an EU ban on Russian oil, over the war in Ukraine, to immigration and the rule of law. We must not be discouraged by being shouted at, by being labeled unfit, or by being treated as troublemakers, Orban told the nationalist personalities from the United States and other nations at CPAC. In fact, it is suspicious if none of this happens. Please note that anyone who plays by the rules of his opponents will certainly lose. So when Republican-controlled state legislators gerrymander districts to favor their candidates or change the rules governing the counting of votes or suppress the votes of part of the population or insert ideological flunkies to top election managing posts in the states, it's just their way of not playing by the rules of their opponents to ensure victory. Of course, the rules they're circumventing just happen to be the ones that make the United States the democracy that's been the model for the rest of the world since its inception.